Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we're covering highlights from Monday's Council of Governments meeting, since there was no county council meeting this week, and that will include an update on the EMS subcommittee that's looking at EMS services for Eastern Summit County, and some upcoming amendments to the Summit County Development Code, and the possibility of a new rural planning organization that will elevate Summit County's transit needs. Let's get into the news.
Alrighty, at Monday night's Council of Governments meeting, Deputy County Manager Jana Young shared an update from the EMS subcommittee. This committee was formed back in September 2021 after members of the North and South Summit Fire Districts, along with some Eastern Summit County mayors, expressed concerns to the county that the delivery of EMS, EMS coverage, and response times were inadequate in North and South Summit. So the subcommittee was tasked to study the issue and make recommendations to the EMS board and Summit County Council for moving EMS into the future, potentially under a new governance and operation model.
Right now, the committee is in the process of drafting an RFP to hire an outside consultant who will conduct a master planning process to determine how the county should provide EMS moving forward. And the RFP should be going out within the next week. Once a consultant is hired or under contract, we expect that the study will take about 3 to 6 months to complete.
There was also a brief discussion amongst the group about who would pay for this consultant, which is expected to cost anywhere between $65,000 and $95,000. And County Council did unofficially state that they would cover the bill for this rather than splitting it between the cities.
And one thing I want to add were some comments given by Camas Mayor McCormick, who said he was excited to see what comes out of this, but thinks that this is going to take a fair amount of time and money. So we're looking forward to the resolution that comes from this between the members of that subcommittee that have quite a few different representatives across Eastern Summit County. And kind of another note that's related to emergency management services. There was a discussion in the COG meeting about House Bill 96, and that requires political subdivisions, which in this case would mean municipalities, to designate an emergency manager and create an emergency operations plan. Now, a lot of this will involve documenting existing practices that already exist with cities, and also the important part is coordinating and collaborating with the county emergency plan so that those two are in sync. During that meeting, there was a discussion with the cities about filling the emergency manager role, but also being able to get planning assistance from the county emergency manager to, again, help make sure that those plans align with one another and to understand how the counties and cities can best support each other during emergency events. So stay tuned for more information in the coming weeks and months on the EMS process and more about House Bill 96. And then related to development code changes, back at the February Council of Governments meeting, Community Development Director Pat Putt presented some proposed amendments to both development codes in Summit County, the Eastern Summit County Development Code and the Snyderville Basin Development Code, that deal with annexation declaration areas.
And just in case folks listening don't know, because I sure didn't, I wanted to explain what an annexation declaration area is. So it's basically the planned area beyond a municipality's current city boundary that they plan to have land use authority over in the future. So in other words, where the city boundary could expand to in the future and where city services could be provided in the future.
And the planned amendments to these codes include an annual commitment to review the annexation declaration areas with the individual municipalities and a noticing requirement for the county in the event development permits are being applied for within those 88 areas.
These proposed code changes are to help increase and improve communications between the county and the cities. So if the county receives a development application for an unincorporated area that a city has planned to annex at some point, we want them to have the opportunity to weigh in on concerns or flag issues that would impact them.
Right. And in the event that a development permit is submitted in one of those areas within the next couple of days or weeks, pending council final action on the proposed amendments, Pat was clear that they will be acting in accordance with the noticing amendment and will be notifying the municipalities of that application. So again, we just want to make sure that no one's surprised about this, because we realize that development that's even outside a city can impact city services in the future when you talk about sewage or just the other services that are provided.
Yeah, so in terms of what we can expect next here, last Thursday on March 17th, the Eastern Summit County Planning Commission unanimously approved these amendments, and the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission is expected to do the same. So once that happens, we can expect that these amendments will be in front of County Council in early April for final adoption. So stay tuned on that in the next month or so for final action here.
And on another note related to rural planning, representatives from Mountainlands Association of Governments presented on the possibility of Summit County forming a Rural Planning Organization, or RPO. And the key benefit of creating an RPO is that it helps elevate local government priorities within a Department of Transportation, because DOTs require local consultation for these projects. So basically, it gives rural communities a seat at the table to voice transit needs and opportunities in the statewide long-range transportation plan.
And this conversation really couldn't be coming at a better time, because next year in 2023, UDOT will be finalizing their next round of input for their statewide transportation plan. So this is a really apt discussion to be having if Summit County wants to have our needs represented in that plan.
And there was, as we talk about regional planning and transportation, there was a conversation about potentially joining forces with Wasatch County's existing RPO. County Manager Tom Fisher believes partnering with Wasatch and MIDA to represent the Wasatch back will make our voice more powerful in a statewide conversation. And as we continue looking at connecting service links between Summit and Wasatch counties to create a regional transit system, it also makes sense to have a regional RPO. And another thing that Mountainlands presenter mentioned was that getting together in a group for one of these helps you to be able to put together a priorities list that you can then give to UDOT and say, look, we've looked at this regionally between our two counties. Here's the list of needs that we have. And there's a better chance that those will be moved higher up in the project list.
Yeah, in addition to support from County Manager, Camas, Oakley, Colville, and Park City mayors all expressed their interest in participating in the RPO, although nothing was formally decided on whether we would form our own or join with Wasatch. So stay tuned for more on this as the process moves along.
So if you're interested in hearing more about these types of conversations, or you want to attend our next Council of Governments meeting, it is scheduled for Tuesday, May 17th, and it typically begins at 6 p.m. and is available online, or you can attend in person. But stay tuned for more information in the coming weeks to get the details for that meeting.
And last but certainly not least, we just have a final reminder that the last day to change your party affiliation status is March 31st at 5 p.m., So if you're not registered to vote yet, if you've moved recently, or if you want to vote in a closed primary for the Republican, Libertarian, or Constitutional parties, then this deadline is for you. For more information, go to www.vote.utah.gov, again by March 31st.
And that's it for this week. We'll be back next week on Summit in 6.